It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Colonels Merritt and Pacello are here again with us from the U.S. Marine Corps. Of course, we talk around this time every year, talking about the 31st now annual Disabled American Veterans Winter Sports Clinic. Of course, Colonel Merritt lives here, so we get to talk to him a little more often. Pacello is back in Virginia, right?
I am.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is kind of catching up time for you guys as well. Did you know each other? I don't think you did before the Winter Sports Clinic.
We served in the same unit, Gabe, in Vietnam in 1967-68, Bike 35. Dick was an artillery officer, and I was a company commander, but we were there at different times. And I got there just after he left. And my 13 months was after his 13 months, actually. So,
okay.
50 years ago, Gabe, where does time go?
It flies. Yeah. You're telling me.
We were in Vietnam together 50 years ago.
That's incredible that it's been that long, but you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And actually, 60 years ago, last year is when, was 55, right, is when we started sending people to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow.
60 years ago, I came into the Marine Corps, commissioned as a second lieutenant.
Right.
Wow.
Actually, Gabe, we started in 1965 with the first Marines going in, but I'd already been there in 64 as an advisor. We had advisors in there, you know, but never a committed force until 1965.
Right, right. Even though there were
– yeah,
not everybody knew, but there were folks on the ground, right?
There were people on the ground, yeah.
So the Winter Sports Clinic, of course, has been happening in this area for so many years, and – so much that goes on and so many people that are here that, you know, the average member of the general public really probably has no idea. How many members of the military come here? Just the actual participants in the Winter Sports Clinic. It's around 100 or so?
No, 350 plus, right, Frank?
Right. It's actually 300, and I think it's 76 this year.
Mm-hmm.
We've had as many as over 500 in past years.
So 376 plus for each one of those people, you've got at least one additional person that's here, be it a spouse, a helper, or something like that.
Medic, yes.
Right. Actually, each participant, many of them bring family caregivers with them, a father, a mother, a wife, because they need the assistance. But then they also bring their medical – some of them have as many as two or three medical people that accompany them from the VA and from their own area that they're in. We have young people who are in wheelchairs. I spoke with a young man at the Aspen Elks yesterday in a wheelchair, totally disabled. He could only move his head and neck, could not move the rest of his body. He's a paraplegic, and he was here with his nurse. His nurse was a VA nurse from Houston. His mother was here with him, and his sister was here with him to help. Just a great young guy, yeah.
And we see a lot of service dogs, too.
Oh, yeah.
And they do real well in the crowds. Right. They're such great helpers to the veterans that are disabled.
The only thing I don't like about service dogs, you're not allowed to pet them.
That's right. There's a sign on their hauler that says, please don't pet.
I'm working.
Yeah, exactly. It's so interesting. I don't know how they train those animals, but those service dogs are so incredible. We ate dinner with one the other night, and you wouldn't know it was there if you didn't see it walk in with the guy. It was really, really cool. You're actually, speaking of all of the different events, you're serving lunch today.
We are. We're going to be at the Glenwood Elks. And they will serve lunch to the veterans that are coming up to the
Hot Springs. Yeah,
they actually go to, which is a big event for them. It's really a really good event, but with the Glenwood Elks actually host them for lunch beforehand at the lodge, and then they bus them over to the hot springs for an afternoon of hot springs.
Right. And it's kind of like an all-week-long seminar for those of us in the business world. You've got basically the same thing going on each day, and then each day the individual participant decides what they want to do.
That's right. They rotate. On Monday, I was up at the Aspen Ice Garden doing curling, and then Frank and I went on Tuesday to a ranch down in Basalt for a fishing, fly fishing. And this was unbelievable. The state wildlife stocked the ponds with trout, and then the veterans would catch them, and then the Aspen Elks Lodge cooked the trout up and served them. Really, first time we'd done that event, and they loved it.
Oh,
they loved it.
Absolutely a keeper.
You could have brought me one. It's been a couple years since I've had a good
you
trout,
next year,
actually. As long as it's fresh. It's got to be fresh,
yeah, very
though.
Fresh.
You know?
It couldn't be any fresher, believe me.
Right, right out of the lake.
Yeah.
Doesn't get much fresher than that. Again, the purpose of today's conversation is, well, for three old guys to hang around and visit, and for one of them to try and gain some of the honor and knowledge of the other two. And also, kind of special this year, I guess you might say, tonight at Glenwood Springs High School, Dave Riley. We've talked about him over the last several years. Coast Guard rescue swimmer about 20 years ago, got into some bad water, an infection, is now a paraplegic. Basically, he woke up in the hospital in ICU, and he had no arms and no legs.
Quad amputee.
Yeah, and he's got just an incredible story, and he'll be sharing a message tonight, again, at Glenwood Springs High School. We'll talk about that. Of course, both of you have known him over the last several years, and he is now the commander, national commander of DAV, of Disabled American
Veterans.
Over
1.3 million members.
Wow.
National organization.
That's incredible.
And Dave has testified in front of the Congress for Veterans Benefits. He's testified back in Washington and in a number of other areas to further the cause. And what a great spokesman he is.
And it took him a while to get to that point.
Yes.
Where he was like most people that go through some kind of trauma. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Sure.
You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again this afternoon, we're visiting with Colonels Pagello and Merritt, annual staples at the Disabled American Veterans Winter Sports Clinic, which, of course, happens this week. Actually starts with a sponsor banquet on Saturday night, right, which is not a public event, but that's kind of the unofficial tip-off. And you mentioned that Dave Riley, the national commander of the DAV, kind of spoke a little bit there.
Yes,
he was MC.
A lot of folks may not realize, I mentioned that they may not really know that all this is going on, even though it's a huge influx of folks to our area that are eating in restaurants and spending money and and being taken care of here. They may not realize the huge corporations, the national influence that actually makes this happen in our area. Now, Frank, I know you had some relationship with Sprint. You worked for Sprint, right?
I worked for Sprint for 26 years,
And Sprint is still a sponsor of this event, aren't they?
Sprint has not sponsored this year, but from the very first clinic, Sprint was a sponsor through last year. This year they did not sponsor. Sprint's undergoing some significant changes, now owned by Clearwire out of Japan, and some things may be happening at Sprint that are going to change it forever here in about 6 months.
Okay, well, we don't want you to share any proprietary information here.
But in any event, we've been doing it. And when I was with Sprint and I retired in 2002, my wife informed me that we were going to continue to sponsor as individuals, as a family, because she wanted my children and my grandchildren to come out here and volunteer.
And they do.
And they're working their way through that. My granddaughter is my middle granddaughter is now at St. Cloud State University. She was planning to come this year, but she's on a track scholarship, so she's participating this week in the national championships because they managed to qualify. So she called me 2 weeks ago. Pop, my coach says I have to be at the nationals because I am the heptathlon lady for the school, and so I understood. I said we'll try and do it next year.
Yeah. I think it is just the neatest thing in the world, by the way, that this hardcore Marine from Vietnam veteran, and his nickname is Pop-Pop.
Pop-Pop.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Dick, you also represent...
I represent the Sells Foundation out of New York City. I've worked with the family teaching them skiing, and they are a national sponsor and also contribute to equine therapy here in the Valley at the Smiling Goat Ranch. They're horse people and very philanthropic, reaching out to help the veterans.
Yeah, and you've been involved with the Smiling Goat Ranch for a long
time.
Yes,
from the outset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we work with autistic children and veterans with PTSD and traumatic brain injury.
You know, it's something, again, 40, 50, 60 years ago, when we're talking about the military, so little was known compared to today. About, 50, 60 years ago, they probably were still calling it shell shock, what we now call post-traumatic stress, which, of course, can come from combat as well as other things. So much more is known. You know, you talk about the therapy dogs and these things that, you know, in the 70s, if somebody said, well, I'm going to buy a dog to help me with, you know, to get over my trauma, probably would have looked at him a little cockeyed.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it's been shown that it really is a huge benefit. And the therapy riding services that have also become more and more popular. Mm-hmm. It's so interesting. And, of course, I think the VA also is learning more and more about different ways. You don't just treat these things with medicine and see you later. It requires a lot more work than that.
That's right. And then there's the bonding with animals, getting the feeling that there's healing. At the Smiling Goat Ranch, we have 7 horses and 3 goats and 3 dogs and 4 rabbits. So just to reach out there and be very gentle is part of the healing process.
And it's so interesting to me. It's like the winter sports clinic. It's not just about the men and women that come here that are, quote, part of the winter sports clinic. You know, the 376 this year. The folks that participate in this, and I don't want to mention names, but there have been a couple people that have come through here that either members of the Elks or some other organization that never dealt with their Vietnam experience. And because of their experience with the winter sports clinic, they're able to start that healing process. And I don't think it's anything you can ever truly 100% say happens, but I think we've all three seen those inroads and those changes that have happened over the years.
There are. And our whole valley here reach out. I get phone calls, what can I do to help? They reach out and support up and down the valley. Great respect.
Gabe, your audience can't see this, but you have a picture over here on your desk. Yeah. And in that picture of course, I'm in the picture, but to my immediate left in that picture is Don Stuber, who served in my company in Vietnam, Mike 3-5, in 1967-68. And in the sort of the center of the picture is Fred Venrick, who served in my company in 1962-3 and 4 in Camp Pendleton in Okinawa. He was a machine gunner. Both of these chaps got out of the Marine Corps after their time and went back to college and are very successful. Don has an art studio in Aspen. Fred, I'm not sure what Fred does, but his wife does write mystery novels, and he lives in El Jebel. And what are the chances of three guys getting together that served together 50 to 60 years ago? And I met Don. Don Stuber came to a Marine night and presented me with a sight that we captured from a 12.7 anti-aircraft machine gun at a Marine night. And that's the first time I had seen him since Vietnam. Fred was 3 years ago, and he pulled out the cruise book, and his picture's in there and my picture's in there. And the chances of something like that happening, it's like lightning hitting you. It has to be like a lightning strike.
It's really – the military is really one big fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there may be a little rivalry, sibling rivalry, if you will, between the Marines and the Air Force and the Army and all. But we're all on the same team, right?
We are.
Yeah.
Also in this picture is Dave Riley, the National Commander of Disabled American Veterans. Again, he speaks tonight at Glenwood Springs High School. Mm-hmm. Between 5 and 6, there will be some hors d'oeuvres from the Brew Pub, And then shortly after 6, I think, is when Dave is going to talk. Mm-hmm. Again, it's his story is such an inspiration. You imagine Coast Guard swimmer. Mm-hmm. I forget the name of the movie with Kevin Costner.
The Guardian.
Yes. The Guardian with Ashton Kutcher as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think, you know, you always wonder how accurate movies really are. Mm-hmm. I know. My wife's uncle said that the Hurt Locker was just a bunch of bull.
Yeah.
He did EOD.
Yeah.
But Dave Riley, rescue swimmer in the Coast Guard. Mm-hmm. So just think of, you know, stud, active, mm-hmm. You know, jumping out of
helicopters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are these Coast Guard flies? Sikorskis? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. You know, jumping out of the helicopter into the water. Yeah.
You know, in the military, with all the deployments, the family stands by to support. I would like to mention Yvonne, Dave's wife, who I know. She's with him all the time. She's one of our friends. And Yvonne had to make the decision when Dave was in the ICU, the doctor said.
In a coma.
Either in a coma, either we amputate both arms and both legs or he's not going to make it. And Yvonne said, we want him to live and go on. And she's been very, very brave, and she's with him all the time supporting him. I've known her as long as I've known Dave.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And put yourself in that situation, that moment. Obviously, she knew him. She knew his personality.
Yeah.
She knows how active he was and how, well, self-sufficient. And she knows that she's going to be taking that away from him, but yet giving him a chance at something more. Mm-hmm.
She said she would rather have him alive with no arms and legs than not to be and not to have him there with her.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And, so to back up a little bit, how this all precipitated is some kind of infection that came from water.
Sepsis. It was a sepsis infection. It was a microbiological. He describes
but
it.
But it came from the job.
It came from the job. Yeah. Pneumococcus sepsis.
Yes.
But after.
I'll take your word for it. Dave
after Dave got out of hospital, you know, he's really an upbeat guy. He got a bachelor's degree in computer sciences and a master's degree in computer sciences. And he's a real outgoing person. And that really didn't satisfy what he wanted to do in life. And
so
he wanted to work with the veterans.
He actually said, I thought I ought to do something, so I got these 2 degrees, went to work, and I hated computers.
Yeah.
So I had to find another job.
Yeah.
So can you imagine? Here's a guy that's got more handicaps than anybody saying, I hated what I did, and I thought I'd like it, and I didn't, so now I got to do something else. And he did. And he did.
Mm-hmm. Dave's a real inspiration. He's been to this valley quite a bit, up at CMC presentation, and we went down to the Rifle Veterans Home, and he spoke out to them. And so he's known in the community here for several years.
Absolutely. And, again, just such an inspiration because – how do you go from, you know, being a
Superman.
Stud?
Yes, he was Superman.
Yes, thank you.
He'll
exactly.
tell you that,
From being Superman to suddenly you've got no arms and no legs and you wake up in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. And he was very depressed for about a year or so before he realized, I got to do something.
And somehow you have to go on, and he did.
He did.
Yeah. He had served in the Army for 6 years from 76 to 82, and his father was retired, a 2-star Army general.
Major general.
He had a military background.
Yeah.
Interesting. So he went from the Army to the Coast Guard,
right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Coast Guard is, we don't always think of it as the military, but it is a branch of the military.
Well, Dave actually said he was in the Army for 6 years, but he liked to swim, and the Army wasn't doing much swimming, so he went to the Coast Guard.
again, that presentation tonight, by the way, and I'm sure that you'll probably run into Frank and Dick as well.
We'll be there.
Front I'd row? Like to mention who else is going to be there. Paul Nuneman with the Air Force Junior ROTC here at Glenwood Springs High School. They have 80 cadets now, and they've been reaching out to community, clearing horse trails for the veterans, doing honor guards for the veterans, and they've been participating in the Winter Sports Clinic, meeting the incoming veterans at the airport, and they were scheduled yesterday, 12 of them, to go out to the fishing venue. Yeah. And just and so it's really inspiring to see these young people, our future, to carry on where we left off.
Also, John Pettit will be there. John's the chap that actually organized the event, I believe. He and Dave are very close friends, Dave Riley and John Pettit. And John, of course, is a Vietnam veteran, and he's a local guy here.
A local celebrity.
Used to own the Dairy Queen.
You know, 15 years ago, Gabe, John had the Dairy Queen, we did Toys for Tots, and we were on the radio here. That's where I first met John, was Toys for Tots, Marine Corps Toys for Tots.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's where we met.
There you go. KMTS, bringing people together.
Right.
We'll take a quick break and come back and wrap things up with Colonels Pacello. And I know you're both retired, but I still don't feel right calling you by your first name.
Frightened.
It's kind of like an old teacher, you know?
Right.
It's if it was once Mr. or Mrs., it will always be that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But thank you for giving me a little leeway.
Well, good.
We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with our old friends. I hope you guys don't mind if I refer to you that way.
We love it.
Colonel Merritt and Colonel Pacello, the 31st Annual Disabled American Veterans Winter Sports Clinic. Again, this is a cooperation between the VA, the DAV, a number of local nonprofits, national organizations. You know, we haven't talked a lot about the local Elks clubs. Rifle, Glenwood, Aspen, they do so much this week to take care of these veterans that come here. Aspen Elks, Dick, you're a member of the Aspen Elks Club.
48 years.
Just a couple. You actually pick these veterans up at the airport in Aspen?
Meet them at the airport and help them get transported out to Snowmass, where they're at the Western Hotel there. And the conference center.
And then, of course, the Rifle Elks Club, I don't think they host any activities there, but the members of the Rifle Elks come to Glenwood and Basalt.
They come to Glenwood
and help out.
They bring in the wild game. I haven't been there to the Glenwood Elk, but I understand they had moose and deer and elk and all the wild game, and the veterans just love the western atmosphere.
You're serving at the Glenwood Elks
today. So Frank and I'll be there.
You'll be able to sample something. They
that's
told
right.
me that the volunteers get to sample it as
well. Yeah, that's
for sure. If there's something that you've been looking forward to trying, there you
that's
go.
That's right. We have it all.
If I could, Gabe, and Dick's being very humble, the Roaring Fork Valley Elks are the heart of this clinic. The Aspen Elks and the people there, they have lunch every day for the vets. They take them up on the mountain in the gondola and on the snowcat. The Glenwood Elks do the lunches every day for those coming to the hot springs for the whole week. The people in the fishing was all Elks that did this at its very first event for fishing this year. But the people are wonderful. The Elks and the people that work with the Elks and the local people that were retired chefs that want to be a part of this thing, this event, it's just an amazing, amazing outpouring. I don't think the VA or the DAV could afford to do this event without the things that the Elks do for them to open these activities up for the participants, of this clinic. It's something that comes from the heart.
It does. And then, in addition to that, the Aspen Recreation District sponsors sled hockey. They're out there like NHL players banging around. And I was out there on Monday with the curling with these 32-pound blocks of granite, and they're rolling them down there. And you just don't want to get an ankle with one of those. They move. Ooh, Frank was there. He saw
in
that.
All fairness, curling to me is kind of like watching grass grow. This guy's sweeping this thing in front. I'm an old high school college football player, so I mean, and he played some basketball, you know. But this little stone going up in disguise with a sweeper. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like I forget what it is. That occasionally they'll have them in bars where you've got the
shuffleboard.
Little, yes,
shuffleboard.
Yeah.
It's
exactly
same
principle.
What it is. Yeah. It's
same
the same principle.
Principle. It's really heartwarming because you can curl from a wheelchair.
Yeah,
we have Olympic coaches that come over from Colorado Springs to coach these guys and women.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's so many people that are involved, and a lot of them are unsung heroes. You know, they don't get any recognition, nor do they necessarily seek it out.
We have even ski instructors, adaptive, come in from Canada. Mm-hmm. and all over the United States, all over the United States.
A thousand ski instructors come to this clinic to help these people.
Speaking of ski instructing, you retired from ski instructing.
35 years, just last December, a few months ago.
Wow. How does that feel?
Well, I get to free ski every day. I don't have to look behind me to see if there's any students, Gabe. Not bad. Lifetime skiing.
Fair enough. So what are you going to do? So we've got the Marine Corps. We've got ski instructing. And so what's in the next phase?
Well, I put my skis away last week and put my golf clubs in the car. A lot of golf coming up.
All right. Fair enough. What about you, Frank?
Well, I'm still active a little bit in business. I have my own company, Frank Pacello Inc., and we do some interesting things. But I want to be more retired because I'm getting to the age where I may be as old as Merritt one of these days, and I don't want
to. You're trying to catch
up. I'm closing
in
on him
fast.
You'll
never catch up with me.
You may be.
I'd like to be, but I don't know if I'll make it. I'd like to just say one other thing. We come out here. I have a friend, Dennis Pohl. He's sitting out here in the lobby. He's probably sleeping. But we were in Aspen last night for dinner, and we had on our winter sports clinic vests. And we were walking down the street. We were going by the Hotel Jerome. So my friend Dick Merritt here says that he's in the Hall of Fame. And it was in the Hotel Jerome. So we walk in the place, and the Hall of Fame's obviously moved. They haven't told Dick that he's moved down to the West End. But because we had our vest on, they gave us the cook's tour of the Hotel Jerome. I think we saw everything about the hotel. The young lady at the desk gave us silver coins for free drinks.
Wow.
I look at Dennis, and I said to myself, my goodness, we told him, you know, we're just here for the helping, you know, and thanks for what you're doing for the vets. And they made a big thing of it, and it was kind of nice, really nice feeling.
Absolutely. And again, you know, we've got a couple days left of the Winter Sports Clinic. It actually wraps up tomorrow.
Friday. Mm-hmm.
And we say, you know, with all of these disabled veterans, not everybody is interested in having a lengthy conversation, but you never know until you try. A friendly hello or something along those lines.
Thank you for your service. That
means so
that
much
means a
to
lot.
Them.
Yeah.
Just to listen to them.
Yeah.
How many stories could you tell about the men and women that have participated in the Winter Sports Clinic over the years?
So many.
You've probably forgotten so many that would be moving, much less the ones that you do remember.
Over the years. Monday night, Gabe, we do Marine Night. And, of course, somebody said to I don't know who it said, but why do we have a Marine Night and not an Army, Navy, and Air Force Night? Well, the Marine Night is not a DAV paid or a VA paid. Usually a Marine pays for it. In this case, it's me. But so I said, if anybody else wants to have one, they can pay for it too. And but at Marine Night, we get to meet them. They tell their story, you know. And I've stayed in touch with more than a couple of the veterans. One sticks to my mind, Joey Avellino. Joey's become very successful now. He's running for politics. I don't know if that's a sign of success or not, but he's probably going to be a U.S. representative from Illinois one of these days. And he's a quadriplegic. And these are the kind of people you meet that they turn into – they're just tremendous people. I mean, you can't describe them. The handicaps they have to overcome.
Right. And then, speaking of quadriplegics, again, tonight at Glenwood Springs High School is when David Riley, the national commander of the DAV, Disabled American Veterans, and a quadriplegic, he'll speak shortly after 6 o'clock. The brew pub will have some hors d'oeuvres and that kind of thing from 5 to 6 as well.
Exactly.
And in closing out the clinic tomorrow evening, one of the highlights of the whole week is Salt Lake City VA has a photographic filming unit. And they film every event. And I'll tell you, one of the things that impresses me so much is the bravery of these men and women who have a challenge and go out there and learn how to ski. And they're racing, and they have wrecks, and there's blood, and they get up and smile and go for it. So it's just reviving their lives for them, and it inspires us.
And what amazes me, Gabe, is could you imagine coming down that slope blind?
No.
I mean, I cannot – even conceive.
I can't conceive, I mean, any of this.
I can't.
You know, from somebody that has never served, it's all foreign to me. And I know I speak for everybody else that's listening right now when I say thank you two gentlemen for your service.
You're welcome.
Past and present. You know, it's ironic. You were in Vietnam for 13 months, each of you. And yet... How much time have you served since that time to take care of those men and women that served with you and have served since? So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Dick, I want to ask you a question. I want to see if this story is true. As you mentioned, you're one of the founding members of Huts for Vets.
Yes.
Charles Hopton, who is now the president of Western Slope Veterans Coalition,
right.
And also involved with Huts for Vets, I believe. He was telling me a story about the first time he met you.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
So the story I heard, or as I recall it, the story was you were still active in the Marine Corps.
Yeah, yes.
And,
major.
And felt like you were getting a little soft, so you were going to take, was it a week? And you were going to camp out at...
up. By Buckskin Pass, up around 12,000 feet.
Okay. So you had with you a fishing pole and you know.
Sunflower seeds and a little bit of honey. Long range patrol.
And I want to say, I forget where, but maybe they were staying at one of the 10th Mountain huts or something.
No, they had a horse up there and they had a camp.
Okay.
And so I met Larry and Charlie 46 years ago.
And they invited you to dinner, and you said, well, you know, I'm out here. I'm trying to toughen myself up. They said the next night you showed up for dinner, and this is the punchline that I got a kick out of. And Charles Hopton said, well, what happened to getting toughened up, Dick? And you said, well, this is a target of opportunity.
Right. It was. We've been friends ever since, you know. I'm just mentioning Charlie, a longtime friend. Charlie served in Korea when he was 15 years old. He lied his age in, was in combat at 15. And he's the head of the Western Slope Veterans Coalition. And we're having a meeting at 4 o'clock today, inviting anyone that would like to help us out at the high school at 4 o'clock. And then we have our hors d'oeuvres, and we have Dave Riley at 6 o'clock.
So if anyone is a veteran or knows a veteran and would like to stop by and help, just show up at 4 o'clock, Glenwood Springs High School, and they'll put you to work. And maybe have a couple good conversations, too.
Dave, this is a revelation. I'm going to now start calling Dick John the Baptist. In the desert for 30 days eating locusts and honey.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't have brought it up.
No, it's true. It's true, Gabe.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure. I'm honored to know you on a first-name basis.
Thank you, Gabe.
All the best. Safe travels.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.